paid people to stay at home, and a lot of things were, people were spending money because they had it in their pocket. So let's jump to January of 2022. That 4.1 from April of 21 jumped to 7.4% at the beginning of this year. That's all before the so-called Putin price hike, and the rate of inflation now is at 8.8%. So he can't blame Putin for the inflation that is taking place. I think it has more to do with printing $1.9 trillion worth of money, and it has to do with shutting down pipelines where we would get about 800,000 barrels of oil a day, and currently we're pumping about 3 million barrels less than we were under Donald Trump. So those are the numbers. You can't dispute it. It is what it is. And every time you hear President Biden say that it's the Putin price hike, now you know better.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That is so true. That is so true. And you know what's scary about this? That, and in fact, I saw a lower third. They call it a lower third graphic on the CNN feed of the president's speech out in Port of Los Angeles, and said he was touting the economy.
Yeah.
Touting the economy. I mean, it's like, give me a break.
You know, we haven't seen anything like this since the 1970s. We just haven't. The rate of inflation, the gas lines, people are worried about the price of gas, but what about the availability of gas if there is a major disruption? And it is hurricane season, Kevin. If they have one more major hurricane in the Gulf, what is that going to do to the price of gas and the availability of it?
Good question. Good question. We'll be talking more about this, I know, as we move along. Coming up on the program, very excited. We got a full boat list. We got Pat Casale coming up. Bill Hostetler is going to join us. He is running for the U.S. Senate. Drew Johnson, a guy that I first met back when I lived, 10, 15 years ago, back in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. He is running for Clark County Commission District F, as in Frank. And Rob Lauer breaking news about our governor that is probably not going to make him feel really good. No. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attorney Paul Powell, have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell, more lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden says more must be done to quickly lower prices in the U.S. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Faced with another bad inflation report, the president acknowledged the pain caused by high prices.
I understand
Inflation is a real challenge to American families.
And once again, he put the blame largely on Russia for invading Ukraine.
Putin's price hike is hitting America hard.
The president argued that the U.S. is able to tackle inflation from a position of strength. But that's a tough sell to Americans who are facing the highest inflation in four decades. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today's inflation report has sent Wall Street tumbling after it was reported consumer prices surged 8.6% last month from 12 months earlier. That was faster than April's year-over-year surge of 8.3%. Also at townhall.com, President Biden's approval rating continues to drop. Bernie Bennett has an update.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 39% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance, 59% disapprove. The latest figures include 17% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing, and 50% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 33. At this point in his presidency, Donald Trump had an approval rating of 47%, 8% higher than President Biden. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The U.S. government building up its supply of monkeypox vaccine to contend with escalating cases identified in a surprising international outbreak. As of today, the U.S. identified 45 cases in 15 states and the District of Columbia. That's up from about 20 counted a week previously. The Dow is closing down 880 points, the NASDAQ off 414. More at townhall.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, a portion of southbound U.S. 95 in the Northwest Valley is still shut down at this hour after a large beam at a construction project fell on top of a vehicle, killing a Las Vegas police officer. Nevada Department of Transportation spokesman Justin Hopkins said the accident occurred at the Centennial Bowl construction project, which connects U.S. 95 with the Beltway 215. He said a large truck not associated with the DOT was towing construction equipment through that area and struck a beam, causing it to tumble. Hopkins described the truck as carrying an oversized load at the time of that crash. Traditional room service is being replaced at the Luxor with a new food delivery program. The South Strip Hotel Casino stopped room service when all the resorts were closed for 78 days in March of 2020. Room service did not return when the property reopened in June of 2020. The in-room food and beverage service, known as Luxor Express, is currently being offered from 7 in the morning until 1:45 in the afternoon from two Luxor food outlets, the Pyramid Cafe and the Backstage Deli. Luxor is the only MGM property trying that new system.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, we told you about that closure on US 95 southbound at Durango. Also, there's a rollover tractor-trailer incident. That's on the road to Pahrump, Blue Diamond Road, just west of Red Rock Canyon Road. And only two lanes available, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us on this Friday edition, the Friday before Election Day. This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That number again, 702-483-0220. 2-0. Make that call right now. Well, a guy that's going to be really busy between now and Election Day is Pat Casale. He's not just the owner of the MultiCare Group. They provide health insurance to thousands of families all across Southern Nevada. But he is also the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party, and he's a candidate for the Clark County Public Administrator, and he joins me. Pat, how you been?
Busy. Last 2 days.
No kidding.
Now we're rolling up our sleeves and getting serious because, you know, we're down to the nitty gritty here. And I'm pretty confident, based upon name recognition and the fact that I've been around the Republicans my whole life, but very active here in the last 12, 13 years in Nevada, that I stand a very good chance to win, especially because my opponent in 2020, when she ran for Clark County Commission, District C, was a registered Democrat. And in 19, when she ran again, she ran as an independent. I would say she's got identity crisis.
Wow. Let me ask you, is this one of those 50-plus-1 deals, or is there a runoff, or is this really a primary?
No. She's running as a Republican. We're in a primary, and the winner again then runs off in November against, you know, whoever wins there, the incumbent. Tell us, he's got more problems than Carter had liver pills. I mean, that boy... he's got a serious problem. I mean, he doesn't have control of his office. From what I'm hearing, they're doing a lot of cleaning up their act right now because of what's gone on. They're anticipating he gets beat. His office manager is running against him. That tells you how good that is.
Let me ask you, as far as the big red wave, you're out there, you're knocking on doors, you're talking to people, you're explaining what the public administrator does, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But I'm just curious, are you sensing this red wave thing is real?
Oh, it's real. The only problem we have as a party right now, and after the primaries, we're going to have to, as a Clark County, I'll take off my hat, and as vice chair in Clark County, we're going to have, and the state as well, is going to have to come together and bring the Republicans together under the one umbrella and stop not feeling so butthurt if they don't win and their person they're supporting doesn't win. Because we have got, in order for us to get Republicans elected, we have to come out and vote in November. And the Democrats have a plan. They always have. They tell their people, listen, we don't fight out in the open, and no matter who the candidate is in November, we hold our nose and we vote Democratic. And the Republicans need to get together and do the same thing. Because the Democrats don't bend. They do not bend. And for the first time in many years, you're starting to see Democrats fighting against Democrats in parties. Like Dina Titus, I can't even believe she's got an opponent, and that opponent yesterday was just endorsed by Bernie Sanders. So, and with the redistricting, we now have a shot at that spot. I mean, these are the kind of things that are going on that are very unique. So I think in Nevada, you might actually see potentially three, if not all four, congressional seats go Republican way, because we finally have very good candidates in every race.
Indeed, we do. Again, Pat Casale joining us. He is a candidate for Clark County Public Administrator. I was at the Las Vegas Conservative Town Hall the other night at the Ahern and made a brief speech. And
how'd that go?
It went great. And I just got to tell you, Joe Gloria stopped in, talked about what was going to be going on with the integrity of the vote and all of that stuff. And one of the things that I told them, and I really believe this because they're a very conservative organization, and that is that, you know, what worries me is not what's going to go on Tuesday. The people will speak. We may not find out what they said until Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or maybe a week from now, or like Pennsylvania, 3 weeks from now. And the fact is that I worry about what's going to happen on Wednesday morning. Are we going to be united, and are we going to make sure that we put all of the stuff, if you will, behind us and end up supporting our Republican candidates, whether we love them, hate them, or are somewhere in between? Do you get
it? You know, Kevin,
yeah.
You make a good point there. Here's the issue, and I talked to Jesse Law this morning. In Clark County going forward, we're going to really start vetting people who want to run for office, because you know what? There are a lot of Democrats in Republican clothing, for real. They are registered. They were registered Democrats, and now they're Republican. And one of the questions that was asked on some of the things by the state regarding some of their committees was, how long have you been a Republican? And I'm here to tell you, that's a big problem. And unfortunately, we have to start looking at this really closely and see what kind of a voter they were as a Democrat, not becoming a Republican, et cetera, and so on. Because if they're not conservative, they definitely are a wolf in sheep's clothing, and they're really trying to hurt the Republican brand. And hence, what happened up in Carson City the last 4 years, Republicans could have made more noise than they didn't. And it's time for Republicans to stand up and have a plan.
But isn't that, though, what we've been trying to do in this election cycle, is get folks who are Democrats and those that are independents to re-register so they can vote in the Republican primary? I thought that's what we were trying to do. Are we not?
Well, why would we want a Democrat to register as a Republican and vote in a Republican primary if they don't change their views and they're still Democratic?
Well, now that's a good point. That's a good point. But
I'm here to tell you, if you look at some of these people, they have, like Rhonda Knightley, for example, she's running against Natalie Thomas. That woman's a Democrat all day long. If you don't vote for Natalie Thomas, don't vote. That's my opinion. Because I'm going to call her out. Rhonda Knightley was a never Trumper, all over the place. Rhonda Knightley, no question about it, she supported Joe Biden. So how could we support her in Nevada?
Good
That's
point.
Me talking, not you. I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm giving you specific facts. I've seen them.
Well, let me just ask you, in fact, to get back to your race, because you are running for public administrator and the Clark County Public Administrator. What is it they actually do? Is it a full-time gig? Is it a ceremonial thing?
And your responsibility is to make sure that monies are not stolen out of somebody's estate, that you make sure that money goes to the right people. You make sure it's a probate situation where you have to represent those people who died who may not have had a will or a trust, et cetera, and so on. So my ambition, my goal moving forward will in fact be to make sure we do classes to teach these people how in fact to have a will, the importance of a will. I can speak from firsthand from what happened to me and my family. Okay, it's time for this whole thing is about the people. We need to give people the dignity to understand what they have is important to them, and they should have the right to show where it goes. We need to explain to them what a DNR is. We need to understand if they have more assets, maybe they want to consider doing a trust. And we need to put them with the right attorneys. But, you know, this is the big problem here. And you know, a lot of these people, they get this job, and you got to wonder what's going on, especially right now with TELUS. I mean, the incumbent has had more problems than you can imagine within his own party. And they're running against them because he lack of respect, maybe not the right way to run the office. Me, I want to bring a team together, just like I did when I coached sports. Everybody's important. You're only as good as your weakest link. Come together and make this office fly. And that's what I want to do. And, you know, I'm not a lawyer. Cullis is a lawyer. Brown's a lawyer. I mean, if you look at my opponent, if you look at her, all the different businesses her and her husband own, they turn out to be her donors, so to speak. You know, and I got to tell you, I have a real problem. When I really got my dander really got up when I realized that she ran as an independent in 19 and as a Democrat in 20. And now all of a sudden she's had an epiphany, I'm going to be a Republican. Because she figured there was not going to be anybody running on the Republican side. Because, you know, for the first time in Clark County history, what we see is we see people now running as a Republican in every race in Clark County. Okay? So that's the real issue here. And that's where we have to move forward. We have to it's time for Nevadans, citizens of this country that believe in the integrity of this country, the justice of this country, to stand up and fight. If you look at what's going on with our law enforcement, and the fact that we're attacking, we're threatening SCOTUS at their homes, and that the Democrats won't do anything about it, they're actually it's a felony what's going on. And you had a Supreme Court justice this week whose life might have been threatened if he would have walked out front with a guy with a gun from California and a screwdriver and this and that. Listen, we have got to staff up and fight. To be honest with you, I liked my insurance practice. It was fun. But it's time for everybody to get together and step up. I'm running for a public administrator because I'm a Republican, and I want to do what's right for the people in the state of Nevada. Just like every office, we have got a lot of good Republicans running. They have to win. And this is no longer a DNR. It's either being a progressive socialist or you're an American citizen. And I'm running as an American citizen. I believe in the rights of every one of the constituents, and I'm going to fight for those constituents, whether they live or die. They deserve the dignity and respect that they earned over time. It's just like our senior citizen population. How is it that we forgot the greatest generation of our time? Our country wouldn't be where it is now if it wasn't for World War II. And the president of the United States didn't acknowledge it, and the same president didn't come out and speak against what happened to Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh. That cannot be the country we were born and raised in, Kevin. You and I are not that far apart in age. How do you feel about all this?
Yeah. No. We have sunk to a new level, and we've got to turn this around. And it begins with this primary election coming up next Tuesday. Pat Casale joining us, owner of the MultiCare Group. He's also running for Clark County Public Administrator. He is also vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. We'll talk more about what he's up to. We'll do that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Walsh Show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Latsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need.
brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by. But if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109. Or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Pat Casal on. A lot of times he'll be substituting for me. In fact, later on this summer, when I take some time off, he'll be filling in, and I always appreciate it. And, of course, he's the owner of the MultiCare Group. He is vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party and a candidate for the Clark County Public Administrator. Let me just ask you, did you have a chance to watch any of the proceedings last night, the January 6th committee? Not many people watched it. I can't find anybody that actually watched more than about 10, 15 minutes of it. Pat?
It's totally a farce. I'm totally against what they're doing. I refuse to watch it. In fact, I watched Good Morning America in the morning to get some update. That was a big special they started with. I went right to First Take. I watched Stephen A. Smith instead because, you know what? This is propaganda on levels we can't even imagine. I think I'm in a communist country. We're being brainwashed.
Well, let me just ask you, though. What is it that the House... Democrats are trying to do? Are they trying to make sure that Trump can't run again in 2024?
100%. Yeah. They do not want him running for president, period. And they're terrified. And right now, they know they're getting swaffle stomped. You know, you think this is by coincidence? All of a sudden, we're seeing monkeypox? They're trying. They want to make sure we have to do mail-ins in the fall because they're terrified. They're going to get slaughtered. This is going to be a bloodbath. First of all, we're not only going to take the Senate big, like 53, 54 senators. But we're going to take the Congress big, almost 100, I would imagine. And if that happens, we stalemate this administration right in their tracks, and then we go into 24, and whoever the presidential nominee is from the Republican ticket should be able to roll. And maybe we can start getting some new blood on the Republican side, because some of these senators that are running, I mean, I like Chuck Grassley, but 90 years old for six more years? Don't you think he should retire soon?
Yeah, yeah. It should not be a lifetime job. I mean, these people that have been, you know, like Harry Reid was here for, what, 40, 50 years. I'm like, give me a break.
And you know what? How did somebody like Harry